This is Amplify You, the podcast about you discovering your message and broadcasting it to the world. If you're a coach, author, or speaker, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking for the best return on your time investment to get your message out to the world in a bigger way, we're giving you full access and behind-the-scenes look of how we're running our podcast, how our clients have found success, and what you can do to launch your podcast today. The world needs your message. I'm Michelle Abraham, the host. Join my family as we unleash your unique genius and find the connections you need to launch your adventure today. Join us and let's get amplified. Hello, Amplify You family. Michelle Abraham here, your host. I am coming to you live from Speakers Playhouse in Dallas, and I've got four amazing speakers with me today who are going to share a little bit about their journey, what inspired them to start taking the stage and sharing their message in a bigger way. So hope you love it because these ladies are awesome. All right, I'm going to first introduce you to Marcia.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Michelle, for hosting us. My name is Marcia, and I help leaders and entrepreneurs master chaos and thrive in turmoil through my five-week series, masterclasses, and toolkits. You can find me at thechaosgamespeaker.com.
Awesome. I love it. And Miss Jennifer, who's one of our Amplify You podcasters. She's done an amazing podcast, Destined for Success, which we helped to launch several years ago. And it's been so cool to watch Jennifer now take her podcast and her message to many stages. So share with us, Jennifer, all about you.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me. I am Jennifer Takagi, and I help women entrepreneurs create bigger income, bigger impact with my one-on-one laser coaching, which incorporates a whole lot of success tips and energy healing so that we can clear all the blocks that are holding them back in the first place.
Oh my gosh, I have to tell you guys, Jennifer cleared my foot. I had foot pain for like the last 3 months, and Jennifer cleared it in 10 minutes. My foot feels so good. It felt like I had a broken bone in it. Oh my gosh, here's my next amazing guest, Grace. I got to on a panel on Grace's Summit yesterday. So Grace, tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here. So my name is Grace Gravestock, and I help professional women in midlife career transition to create a next chapter that is both satisfying and profitable. So I do that with my What's My Purpose program to help you understand your human design energy blueprint, and so you know what you're uniquely here to be and do.
Awesome.
You can find more at whatsmychart.com.
Great. Thank you, Grace. I know. Well, as soon as I found out I was a generator and I had to respond to things, oh my God, that made such a big difference in my business. So I highly recommend finding out what you are because it helps you in your everyday life.
Absolutely.
All right, Wendy, share with us a little bit about you.
Yeah, good morning. So glad to be with all these badass women. So that's what I do. I help badass business women to hustle healthy, meaning learning how to prioritize yourself without sacrificing that success. Who wants some more of that? I do that through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and my Heal from the Hustle Restorative Retreat. So happy to be here today.
Amazing. Well, I'm going to start with you again, Wendy, just asking you, what was it that took you from thinking about sharing your message or working one-on-one with clients to actually wanting to take in the stage and share it and sharing it in a bigger way?
Yeah, I think what the catalyst was is that I had learned to be quiet most of my life and keep secrets. And at some point, my soul said, no, we're not doing that anymore. And so I had a crash and burn, which we've all experienced that. And I just really started stepping into my truth. And I started going and listening to other people that were speaking their truth. And I started putting two together that if they are out there and can help me, then somebody is looking for my message and needs to hear it. And the more that I speak about it, the more I heal that, and then I can spread that healing and connection to the world. So that's really how it all started.
Wow, that's so good. Amplify You family, I want to make sure you've heard Wendy say that her speaking on bigger stages helps her heal as well as share her message with someone that really needs to hear it. So I think that's a really important piece.
Yeah, that is definitely a win-win.
Yeah, right? So
yes.
For you too, not just your audience.
Yes.
All right, Grace, let's hear it for you. What would you say was the main
thing that really helped inspire you to take your message to a bigger stage? I know you have a huge huge vision. So share with us what that is.
I know. In meditation, a couple years back, I got this vision to positively impact 5 billion people by 2025 through what I call the Know Yourself Revolution, helping people know, love, and trust themselves. And so 5 billion people sounds like a lot, and it is. It's actually more than half of our planet. But imagine a world where most of the people that you know are actually living in alignment with their soul's purpose. They're listening to their own inner guidance system. You know, that's my vision. And when we can do that, and we do that through collaboration and frequency. So I've created a stage myself, and that's why I had Michelle on before. And so the purpose is when we work together in collaboration, we can amplify each other's frequency, which actually is exponential in the impact to others. And so we're creating a tipping point for humanity. So that's my vision. And I'm really excited about being on a bigger stage to help find other people that are like-minded, like all of you ladies, and also to get the message out more broadly.
I love that. And what I love about your message is that you're going big, and not just going small. It's a big message, but it seems so in alignment with you, because I think if you weren't in alignment with it, you wouldn't be able to get it out there. And so for our listeners that are maybe stuck and not really feeling that overwhelmed, maybe you're out of alignment, thinking about tuning in to getting in alignment before that big message can come out, I think it would be a good idea. And Grace, you're such an inspiration for not playing small. Let's go big. Let's
go bigger. Go.
The whole planet of us, right?
Right. Thank you.
Get the baby steps.
Go baby steps. Go big.
Bigger, go.
Right. I used to work for Michael Dell, so that was his mantra.
Well, Michelle is the reason I'm sharing my message in a bigger way. We were at a mastermind together, and I was very disenchanted. And I was like, I've done all the things, but none of the things are working. I'm not getting clients. I'm not getting paid. Nothing is working. And Michelle looked at me very sheepishly and kindly and said, you don't have an audience. And so I started a podcast. And by having a podcast, I reached a whole lot more people. And it's very fun to be stopped by someone and they say, oh, by the way, I caught your podcast. It was really great. So that is a very fun thing. And it just opened up more and more messages.
Awesome, Jennifer. I love that. I love how you just were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get this message out there in a bigger way. Why not? And your podcast has become a top ranking podcast, and you've got a huge audience from it, which is really exciting. And not only that, we've written like how many books now?
I'm going to say seven.
Seven.
That's seven. Yeah, my new one just is coming out. Actually, it's available on Amazon, and it is 12 minutes to success. Reach your goals in 12 minute increments. And that's kind of like my new path where I'm taking, because we don't take the first step because it seems big and daunting. And if you can break it down into something little that you can do a little piece in 12 minutes, then it will set you up to do more pieces and more pieces until you reach that final goal.
Love it. Makes it less overwhelming.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Now, Marcia, you've had an interesting background. I learned a little bit more about you yesterday, that you've lived all over the world and done so many cool things. And that alone takes courage to do. So tell us a little bit about what you do now and like how many places around the world have you lived?
I lived all over. That's what I always wanted and I managed to achieve, and I hopefully will continue to do so. So I'm somebody who thrives in chaos. I see opportunity when there is chaos, and I love the mayhem of that. I also know that that's kind of weird. and I know that lots of people feel both in personal and professional life that everything is happening everywhere all at once, and that they're also expanding lots of energy all the time and not necessarily seeing the results for it, right? And I used to work mainly one-on-one with corporate clients for months at a time. And what I love about my job is that if I did my job well, that people start to go home happier from work almost immediately, right? And have more energy again to spend time with family or kids or on their sports, or and that they're more engaged at work because they have more energy and more clarity on the path again. I love the work, but I chose to go a more one-to-many route because unfortunately me getting enlisted depends on a senior manager kind of finally deciding that they're willing to accept the external help. And often when I come in, I realize that other people are like, oh, finally, right? And I feel like by going a more one-to-many route, those people who see earlier that this is not how they want to continue going and it's not sustainable, I give them the opportunity to engage me, because I profoundly believe that with my toolkit and the pragmatic skills and tools that I can teach people, everybody at all levels can make a difference and calm down the chaos for others. And I profoundly believe that when you start moving, others will start to see clarity because you start moving, and will find then the energy in themselves to go with you. It's the, I call it the ripple effect of leadership, and it exists at all levels. And to me, that's the way through chaos and to thrive in chaos is for somebody to find the path and take charge. So that's why I want to take this one to many and made a big pivot in my business six months ago.
Yeah. And I see the theme is like living life on your own terms and doing it in a way that makes sense and is alignment with you.
Yes. Very much.
Yeah. That's awesome. Can you share with us one piece of advice for like any lasting kind of advice for someone that is still not living in their alignment? Yeah. Maybe not share their message in the bigger way. And then also, how can we find out more information for you?
Yes, definitely. So I think the simplest thing and trick that I deploy myself still very frequently is says who. There's all this stuff in life that I feel like I have to do or I should or whatever. And then I say to myself, says who. And it's pretty amazing how many times who is a nameless, faceless blob or group of people, right? And half the time when they have a face or a name, it's not actually somebody that should matter, right? And I'm like, oh, actually, hold on, that picture, yeah, now I can say no to that. So says who. If it's too much, look at your list and says, okay, says who. If it comes from here, do it, right? If it comes from people who you've asked for sound business advice and it's maybe, yeah, try it. But if it's unnamed, nameless faces, maybe not, right? And so you can find me, I'm very active on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/Marcia, Marcia, The Chaos Games. If you look for that, you'll find me. And at thechaosgamesspeaker.com is where you can find access to all my offerings and things.
Cool. So don't let that who shit on you, right?
Exactly. Says who. Remember, ask yourself, says who.
Says who. I really like that. I bet a lot of things just dissipate because of that. Says who.
Yeah.
Love it.
Says who.
Jennifer, what's your words of wisdom for someone sitting at home today thinking about sharing a message, but they're maybe still just not quite sure yet?
Just do it, because you can, and you're going to get better. Not everybody is perfect the first time. And oh, wait, Kimberly Crow always says my next talk is my best talk, or it's going to get better next time. Anyway, I just screwed that up really
quickly. No, did it perfectly.
Did I get that right? So you just have to do it, and you have to practice, and you take that one step. And again, we don't reach our goals because we are looking at the big overall goal that we need to have, and we need to have that in our line of sight. But what is one thing you can do to take one step closer? So you're interested in speaking, you're interested in sharing your message. Sit down and think of one thing you can do today to get that message out. Maybe you don't have a Zoom account. Maybe having a Zoom account would be helpful, because you could record a few things on Zoom and then share it out. So what's one little thing you can do? And I have a more in-depth training at 12minutegift.com, and it's the number 12minutegift.com, where I go into how to have more wins with my win process.
I love that. Really thinking about that one thing that can just take you that one step, because I think once you're in that action, everything seems so much easier. It's that first step after one step after one step that creates that momentum. And before you know it, you have a podcast, a best-selling book, and you're speaking on stages, right, Denver?
Yes. And if you hit one thing and you do it 12 minutes a day, every day for 365 days, that is 73 hours.
Wow.
So when was the last time you spent 73 hours honing your skills?
Amazing.
For me, it had been a minute.
Maybe binge watching something, but
yes, exactly.
Yes. What would you say to someone who has this big mission on their heart and they know that their ranks blow more, but they're not there yet.
Oh, that's a great question, Michelle. So here is my advice to you. Find out your design. My thing is human design without jargon. So whatsmychart.com. It is your personalized life purpose roadmap. And it's just takes a minute, your date of birth, time of birth, city of birth, and it's all right there. I've put it into a beautiful report that tells you the four most important things you need to know to live your life as you. And so my story is I was trying to live my life as somebody else for so many years and I didn't even know it. Sort of embarrassing to admit. So if you have a mission and you know you're meant for more, I would say start with really making sure that you know that you're living as you. And this is the great, this is the best first step. It changed my life and I know it can change yours too. It's quick, it's easy. It's something you can do in the next minute. whatsmychart.com. And of course, there's more information there if you want to contact me.
Awesome. Yeah, I highly recommend doing that too, because once I knew my chart and I knew that I was a generator, there's just so many things that made sense of why I needed to respond to emails instead of doing my own thing first. So that I can figure out why.
Yeah,
so that's why.
Yeah, it feels like we've got a theme here. Yeah, so okay. I think the first thing is that you can have it all, meaning you can do the hustle, because I know if you're on Michelle's frequency, you've got big hearts. You've been called here to do something important. You want to have influence, impact, and service in some way. But what if we did it in a healthy way, right? Why do we have to sacrifice our time, our well-being, and not prioritize ourselves? Because the truth is, when we don't put ourselves first, that is not clean energy, right? It's a kind of a get energy or a fawning energy or a people-pleasing energy. And what if we just say, you know what? I'm going to prioritize my well-being and my time first. So one, you got to get clear on that. Like really take ownership. I call it ownership. My business is Lead Hership Revolution. So really take ownership. Are you living your life? Are you living somebody else's damn life, right? Yeah. So that's number one. Two is like really being the boss of your time and energy. Those are two resources that are not renewable. So do you know your no's, and are you advocating for the yes that really light you up? Or are you just going with the flow and doing the shoulds? And third, we need to stop doing this lone ranger isolation, right? So really reaching out and collaborating. That collective energy, first of all, it's fun. It's a lot more fun. Ideas flow really freely. And you can build connection and healing. So that would be my three.
Thank you, Lindy. That's yes. So awesome. And Lokayu family, as you can see, I'm surrounded by these amazing, inspiring speakers. And they all have a message that's been on their heart. And now they've had the courage to step out and share those. So I highly recommend you reaching out to them and checking in and see what they're doing on their journey. And until next week, have a fabulous week.
Thank you, family, for joining us on this adventure. If you're ready to be heard, head over to mypodcastcoach.com, where you'll find out all the tools and tips you'll need to launch your podcast today. If you have a show already and you need some help managing it, please head over to managemypodcast.com, and the Amplify You team would be happy to help you manage your podcast. Please also head over to iTunes, like, subscribe, or review our show so we can spread this message. And until next time, be your own unique genius.